ready to take the floor here for the fourth and final quarter of the game. All right, Lady Warriors back at it. Out, and the Panthers join them. Oops, the Panthers have got six on the floor. They're going to call one off. Haley Jensen's going to sit down. They've got Kara Whitehead inbounding the ball. She inbounds to Madison Cox. Cox dribbles up, finds Michael Larman left side. Larman, great shot fake, dribble drive, takes it up, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds off Skagway. It's going to go to the Warriors. 7 minutes, 50 seconds to play here in the game. So Lily Marmion dribbles up the center of the floor, cross over to left side. She looks for Ashley Christensen, who catches it out to Kadake. Chandler Kadake dribbles down the right side, back up, shoots a long three, and banks it in. Long three-point attempt by Chandler Kadake to cut the lead to 7. 19-26, 7:24 to play. And Skagway dribbles down. Madison Cox finds Eliza Myers. She's wrapped up by Chandler Kadake, and that's going to send the possession back to the Heidelberg Lady Warriors. And Lily Marmieu dribbles the ball up the center of the floor. Skagway's in a 1-3-1. She finds Aaliyah Trout down low, who puts it up and in. So 21-26, Lady Warriors making a run. Inbound pass is almost... Oh, it looks like the inbound was Lillian Barmy was able to get her hand in there and knock it off a Skagway player. So she, quick inbound pass, and they're looking for quick shot here. Three-pointer up, no good. Barmy gets the rebound. That's up, no good. Mocha Larman comes away with it, but Barmy steals it. She shoots another shot, which is up, no good. Delaney Rao comes away with it. She looks for Madison Cox. They've got players up on the break. Cox looking for Mocha Larman, and it's tipped. It looks like it was tipped out of Cox's hand before she was able to get it to Larman, so it's possession remains with Skagway. 6:42 to play here in the ball game. Ooh, great, great inbound from Man, Kara Whitehead just read that play perfectly and found Delaney Rao right under the basket. Great ball fake by Kara. Finds Delaney Rao. Rao is fouled on the shot attempt. That's going to be Lillian Barmier's fourth, sending Delaney to the line. First shot's up, no good off the right side of the glass. So, Delaney's second shot is up. That one's off the front of the rim, but almost pulled down by Kara Whitehead. Eliza Myers chased it out of bounds. And they're going to call it Skagway ball underneath. Whitehead looking for the inbound. She finds Larman, top of the key. Larman gets her shot blocked by Kadake. Delaney comes away with the rebound. She dribbles back out to set it up. Finds Larman, top of the key. Larman, dribble drive penetration, loses control. Aaliyah Trout comes away with it. She's reading the floor, running the break. And no call. Madison Cox kind of hit her, but she goes up and puts the layup in. So Heidelberg cutting the lead to 3 here with 6 minutes to play. Madison Cox dribbles up the right side of the floor. And they're going to call Aaliyah Trout with a foul there. Leah Trout was standing straight up. I don't know. Yeah, it looks like it might have been on another player to me from up here, but I don't really have a very good angle. But anyway, Madison Cox goes to the line, shoots one. That's up, no good. And looks like we got Haley Jensen checking back into the game for Mocha Larman. Madison's second shot is up and good. So, that's the fourth foul on Aaliyah Trout, by the way. Barmier dribbles up the right side of the floor. She's got four players around her, kicks it out to Kadake. Kadake shots up, no good. Aaliyah Trout gets the rebound, and she puts it up, and it's fouled. Let's see who they're going to call that on. Looks like 2-3? Or, I'm sorry, is it? 13, that is on Delaney Rao, her third. Sending Aaliyah Trout to the line. Aaliyah's first free throw is up, no good. And Kiara Selmer checks in for Delaney Rao. So, Aaliyah Trout, second free throw up off the front of the rim, pulled down by Kiara Whitehead. She gets Madison Cox, Cox over to Jensen, right side of the floor. Jensen back to Cox, Cox shoots a long two-pointer, up, no good. Rebound comes down, Ashley Christensen, who finds Aaliyah Trout, who finds William Barmia. Barmia pushing the ball at the center of the floor, and Gegwe comes with it. So it looks like Madison Cox kind of got the steal there. It looks like the ball kind of slipped out of Barmia's hands. So Jensen dribbles all the way up the right side of the floor. She picks it up, passed out to Kara Whitehead. Whitehead back to Jensen for three, and that's up to nothing but the bottom of the net. Haley Jensen, beautiful three-pointer there, extending Skagway's lead to 7 with 5 minutes to play here in the ballgame. William Barmia dribbles up to the right side of the floor. She's being defended by Jensen in a 1-3-1. And long three-pointer by Chandler Kadake. That's no good. Madison Cox comes with it. She's looking for Kara Selmer. Ball is knocked around, and Chandler Kadake dove on it. They tie it up for a jump ball, her and Kara Selmer. And 4:50 to play here in the game. Kara Whitehead inbound to Haley Jensen. Jensen over to Cox. Cox shoots up and banks in a long two. Great shot, Madison Cox. Gegwe pushing the lead to 9 now. 4:30 to play in the ballgame. So Aaliyah Trout dribbles up, and she's fouled. Ooh, it looks like Eliza Myers maybe got hit in the sternum or chest. Looks like she's having trouble breathing. Or maybe got hit in the throat, it looks like. Yeah. So they're going to line up for a free throw attempt. And they're going to send, or it looks like Aaliyah Trout's up the line. That's going to be the fourth personal for Eliza Myers. We're in a double bonus situation. Aaliyah's free throw is up off the front of the rim. They send in Jess Whitehead for Eliza. Let her regain her breath. 4:31 here to play in the ballgame. Aaliyah Trout up the line for a second free throw attempt. That one's up off the front of the rim. Rebound number 13, and that's pulled down and tied up by Kara Selmer. Possession arrow is going to stay with Heidelberg Warriors. And Kadake inbounds to Christensen. Her shot's up, no good. Haley Jensen comes away with it. And she's looking, finds Madison Cox streaking to the basket. Cox looking for Kara Whitehead, and it's tipped out of bounds for the pass to be made. So it's going to stay with Skagway ball. So Kara Whitehead inbounds to Cox. Cox back to Whitehead, and Whitehead fouled by, I believe, Chandler Kadake. He's going to send Kara Whitehead in line to shoot two free throws in a double bonus situation. That's Kadake's fourth personal game. All right. So, Kara Whitehead's first free throw attempt is up. No good. And her second free throw attempt is up, and almost banks it in, but no good. Rebound pulled down, Aaliyah Trout. Aaliyah Trout pushing the ball to the left side of the floor. She takes it all the way in and shoots the layup up and in. So 25-32, Lady Panthers with the lead, 4 minutes playing the ball game. Inbound goes to Madison Cox, over to Jensen. Jensen pushes the ball to the right side of the floor, and she passed over to Kara Selmer. Selmer picks it up. Looking for Jensen, it's stolen by Lillian Barmia. She's pushing a one-on-four break. She takes her time, dribbles in, misses the layup, though. Kara Whitehead comes away with it, finds Haley Jensen. Jensen looking back for Whitehead. Whitehead dribbles up the center. She kicks it over to Kara Selmer. And it looks like, we got a technical foul called on Coach Mike Swayze. It looks like there was a... maybe a push, an arm bar push. The coach wasn't very happy about, let the officials know. So they're going to send Chandler Kadaic to the line to shoot two. So Chandler lines up to shoot the first of the two free throws for the technical. That first one is up and good. 26-32, Panthers with the lead, 3:35 here to play in the fourth. Today's second shot is up and off the front of the rim, no good. So Heidelberg can get the ball. And with 3:35 to play here in the fourth, Gagwe's got a 6-point lead. They inbound to Aaliyah Trout. Trout dribbles up the left side of the floor. She shoots. It's up, no good. Rebound pulled down. Kara Whitehead. Whitehead finds Madison Cox. Cox pushing the break for the Panthers. She picks it up. Finds Haley Jensen. Jensen looking for Whitehead. It's stolen by Barmia. Barmia pushing the break. She dribbles all the way up the right side of the floor. Finds Aaliyah Trout, who shoots up, no good. And then she gets her own rebound, puts it up and in, and is fouled. So that's going to send Aaliyah Trout to the line. 3:10 to play in the ball game. I believe the score, 28-32, Skegway leads by four. And that's going to be Haley Jensen's 15th foul. All the Lady Warriors coming over to show their support, give her a high five, great sportsmanship. So, Aaliyah comes to the line for a chance to complete the three-point play. Her shot is up, and no good. And the rebound's chased down by Madison Cox. Cox pushing the ball up the left side of the floor, tipped away by Chandler Kadaic. And out of bounds, possession will remain with Skagway. Skagway leading by four, 3 minutes to play here in the fourth. So, Jess Whitehead looking to inbound to Cox. Cox at the top of the key, over to Delaney Rao. Rao picks up her dribble, looking for Whitehead, and they're going to call Chandler Kadaic. And that's going to be, I believe, Kadaic's fifth personal, and that's going to send her to the bench. And Kadaic is that's her fifth personal. So I believe the Lady Warriors, they're out of players. They're down to four. So 4-on-5 here. Kara Whitehead at the line shooting the first free throw of a double bonus situation. That's up, no good, off the right side. Second free throw is up, and that one off the left side. Rebound pulled down after Christian, and she finds Barmia. Barmia pushes the ball at the floor, picks up her dribble, and Kara Selmer rips it away from her. So, it's steal by Kiara, and she is fouled by number one, Ashley Christensen. 2:45 to play here in the ballgame. Kara Selmer's first free throw is up and good. Good free throw, Kiara. Skagway lead by five. And Kara's second free throw is up off the back of the rim. But Delaney Rao chases down the rebound, and then she finds Jess Whitehead underneath. Ball slapped around. Looks like wrapped up. Jump ball, possession is going to go to the Lady Panthers. So Kara Whitehead goes to inbound. And she finds Jess Whitehead right under the basket, who's fouled by Christensen. Her fourth personal is going to send Jess to the line to shoot a double bonus free throw. So Whitehead with her first free throw, up and good. Just a second free throw is up and good as well. Skagway extending their lead to seven. Coach Swayze calls a full timeout. 2:38 to play here in the ball game. All right. So Heidelberg Lady Warriors down to four players there. And lots of fouls going on in this ball game. Both teams have been in the double bonus since the end of the third quarter. Pretty physical game for both teams. So with 2:38 to play, Heidelberg is going to have the ball underneath. Possession arrow favors the Warriors. Jaguar Panthers lead by 7. Lady Warriors are down to 4. And both teams take the forehand. Finish out the game. So Lillian Barmu inbounds. Jaguars in a full court man press. Barmu gets it to Christensen, who pushes it back to Barmu. Barmu shots up, blocked, and Eliza Myers comes away with it. And Barmu steals it back from her. And then she's fouled by Delaney Rao, which is going to send her to the line to shoot 2. So her first shot is up. Ooh. And one of those ones that hit the back of the rim, the front of the rim, and sat there on the front of the rim for a second, rolled out. So her first attempt, no good. 2:25 here to play in the ballgame. Barmy's second shot, that one's up and good. 29:35, Lady Panthers with the lead. Whitehead inbounds to Cox. Cox dribbling up the center of the floor. And she dribbles in the middle, picks it up, finds Kara Whitehead. Kara Whitehead over to Delaney. Delaney looks inside to Eliza Myers. Her shot's up, no good. And Delaney Rao chases it down, kicks it back out to Madison Cox. Cox over to Kara Selmer. Kara back to Cox. Delaney Rao, ooh, bobbled the pass, and Barmio comes away with it. And she shoots a layup. It's up and good. Cutting Jaguars' lead to, I think, 4, but it looks like they only gave him 1. And so, anyway, that looks like, okay, kind of a weird thing event there. The ball was pushed up by Madison Cox to pass the Kara Whitehead, who passed it only Rao. Rao was fouled. Non-shooting attempt, but we're in the double bonus situation. Score is 30-35. And the Heidelberg coach is concerned about that point, which he should be. They only put 1 point up on the board for, there we go, they gave him a second one. They checked with the book, so. 31-35, I was confused there for a second. Delaney's first shot was up, no good. Second shot's up, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds by the Panthers. So it's a minute 37 to play here. Close ball game. Lady Warriors trailing by 4. And it looks like, I'm not sure what happened there. Maybe a technical warning. I'm not sure what happened there. But anyway, Heidelberg Warriors dribble up. They're going to call a charge on Aaliyah Trout. And I believe that's her 5th. So, Aaliyah's going to take a seat. Heidelberg's down to 3 players. Minute 25 here to play in the ball game. Jaguars going to inbound. Deep pass to Jess Whitehead. And that's stolen by Barmia. And she gets a quick foul by Delaney Rao. So with a minute 20 here to play, Heidelberg down to 3 players. Lillian Barmy is going to go to the line to shoot 2 in a double bonus situation. Delaney Rao, that's her 5th of the ball game, and she's going to take a seat. They're going to send Kiara Selmer in for her. Wild ball game here today at Thunder Mountain. So Lillian's first free throw is up and no good. And so, okay, we got Mocha Larmon, Kiara Selmer, Madison Cox, Kara Whitehead, and Eliza Myers in. Barmy's second free throw is up and good. Inbound goes to Madison Cox. Cox dribbles top of the key, finds Eliza Myers. Myers out to Whitehead. Whitehead back to Cox. Cox back to Whitehead. Whitehead back to Larmon. Larmon back to Cox, or to Whitehead. Whitehead shoots up, no good. Rebound chased down by Hedeberg, and Lillian Barmy is going the other way at the minute to go. Panthers leading by three. Barmy stops, pops, shoots, nothing there. Gets her on rebound. She shoots, nothing there. Kara Whitehead comes away with it, and they're going to call a jump ball. Possession and arrow favors the Lady Warriors. So, Barmy gets it into Christensen. Her shot's up, no good. And Christensen chased it down to Barmy. Barmy, she shoots and is fouled. So Lillian Barmy back to the line. 43 seconds to play here. Lady Panthers leading by three. And the crowd's starting to get into it. Barmy back to the line. She shoots. Her first shot is up and rattles in. So with 33 seconds to play, they're going to call a full timeout. Wow, wild ball game. For those of you who are just tuning in, we've got 42 seconds to play in the ball game. 33-35. Panthers with the lead. We have Lillian Barmy with the Lady Warriors at the line to shoot the second free throw attempt. And Heidelberg's down to three players. There's been a lot of fouls from both teams in this game. They had 10 team fouls each at the end of the third, and Heidelberg's had three players foul out. Actually, at least four players foul out. So they ran out of bench to send in. Segway looking to steal this. 43 seconds to play. And Barmu heads to the line. And Panthers fill the lane. So Barmu shooting her second free throw attempt. That one is up off the front of the rim. Tipped around. Barmu gets her own rebound and shoots another shot. It's up. No good. And it's tipped around. Jump ball. Possession will stay with Skagway. 35 seconds to play. Wow. So, Panthers up by two, inbound to Cox. Cox defended by Barmu. Barmu almost with a steal. Cox almost loses it. She gets it back, picks it up. Barmu does get the steal. 26 seconds to play. Lillian Barmu, the fans are going nuts here. Dribbles up, stops, pops. Oh, almost banks it in. Christensen pulls it away, shoots, no good. Barmu gets the rebound, shoots. And it's a little too high. Goes on the top of the backboard. Wow. 14 seconds to play here. Panthers ball lead. They lead by two. Skagway Lady Panthers lead by two. And Kara Whitehead throws the ball a little too far away from Madison Cox, out of bounds. So with 14 seconds to play here, Heidelberg down to three players. I've got to stand up for this. This is a pretty intense game. And it looks like Coach Swayze taking that time. So, wow. Okay, Coach Swayze had a timeout called. So it's going to be Heidelberg basketball, 14 seconds to play. Skagway Panthers leading by two. And it's going to be Heidelberg basketball on their sideline. Just a great ball game here this morning in Thunder Mountain. Got to give Heidelberg credit for sticking in this with three players. Just a pretty physical game from both sides here. And they set up in a two-person stack. So let's see what happens here. Ashley Christensen looking to inbound the ball. She gets it into Barmu. Barmu shoots. That's up, barely off, and it looks like Eliza Myers comes away with the rebound and is fouled. So Heidelberg had a chance to tie it there, and Eliza Myers is going to go to the line to shoot two. Chance to make it a two-possession ball game and steal it for the Panthers. So Eliza Myers to the line. Her first free throw is up off the back of the rim, no good. 8 seconds to play in the ball game. Panthers lead by two. Oh no. Oh no. And Kiara Selmer goes into the lane early. The fans are going nuts here. Shots up, no good. Christensen with the ball, and she dribbles up. We got a timeout called. Full timeout, Warriors. So it's 5 seconds to play here. Heidelberg down to three players. Wow, just a wild, wild game. Both teams with chances to tie, or either Heidelberg's had chances to tie, Skagway's had chances to make it a two-possession game and out of reach. Neither have come through so far, but Heidelberg looks like that has one more chance to tie up or take the lead here with 5 seconds to play. So they retake the floor. And it's going to be Heidelberg basketball underneath. Or I'm sorry, not underneath, on the sideline. And Lillian Barmy gets the ball. Long three-pointer. Oh! And wow. She had a look at it. It went off the front of the rim. Skagway Panthers come away with the victory, but that was just, hats off to Heidelberg. That was a great end of the ball game there, and Lillian Barmu, who's played a great game tonight, had a shot at the three, deep Steph Curry three, and it just went off the front of the rim, so she's got nothing to be ashamed of. That was a great, great ball game played by two good teams, and it looks like with Skagway pulling out the victory that they will be playing, I believe, either they'll be playing tomorrow at 2:30 p.m., I believe. So